Oh yeah, it's Rural War Room Radio. It's the Labor Day show 2009.
Coming at you from KABF 88.3, located in Little Rock, Arkansas, the center of Arkansas, and certainly the new weirdness capital of America. But don't tell everybody, because then they'll be flooding in here trying to find the weirdness, and it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, that's true. Just look at Portland and Oregon. I mean,
the weirdness kind of, I don't know, it grows in wet fields, so to say.
This is true.
The wet fields of the fertile minds of these individuals in the Little Rock area.
And you're an effing poet, man. You just don't know.
It just blooms on the poop in their brain, shall we say.
So, if you just tuned in and you'd like to have some poop on your brain, you're in the right spot.
I guess.
My name is Donovan Suit.
My name is Byron Werner. We love unusual music from around the world. But here's some.
Thank you.
listening to Rural War Room Radio.
What other show sounds like that? A gurgling fountain. It's a malfunctioning drain on a fountain. Let me see here. Recorded at the fountain drain outside of MOCA, the Museum for the Museum of Contemporary Art in Los Angeles, during the John Cage exhibition in November 93. My friend was there to take in the exhibition and was enchanted by the gurgly bass tones of this wonderful fountain drain. And my golly, it speaks to you just like the river spoke to Siddhartha in that book by that guy.
It's still doing it now.
And before that...
Wait, it's still going. Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. And before... sorry about that. Before that, we heard the Islanders doing Enchanted Sea, which is a popular number known by maybe a couple of titles.
Before that, Masaru Sato doing Godzilla versus Anguirus from the movie Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla.
And mixed with that was a little Skritti Politti, Don't Work That Hard, which was mashed up unintentionally with Bill Schaefer before that.
Yeah, and then before the other song that was the mashup song, let me see what that was. That was the mashup song was The Big Song from Bill Schaefer. And before that, we heard Okinawa. This is on the Plato computer music machine in the early 80s.
And we heard Sound 8 Orchestra, our friends in Berlin. Before that, doing Ribsmacher. I'm sorry. I'm trying. I'm not German. Before that...
We started it off with Group of Gods from Japan doing Moon Hotel.
Moon Hotel. So this is the Labor Day show. We're still laboring over some awesome music, and the drain is still behind us. It's kind of cool. Find us at ruralwarroom.com. And since we're going there on this one, I'm going to do some Moby Grape. This is Going Nowhere on Rural War Room Radio.
Sounds like a plan. Yeah.
This is Rural War Room Radio, if you just tuned in, and, geez, yeah, the electric flag cut. I'll have to get back to you
okay,
on that.
Okay, well, what we just heard was the Blues Magoos, and yes, there really was a group by that name, and they had a couple of hit songs, and that was probably their big one, We Ain't Got Nothing Yet.
And before that was the electric flag doing Flash, Bam, Pow.
Yeah. And where did that come from? That came from
the electric flag doing the soundtrack for the motion picture The Trip, starring Peter Fonda, your favorite.
No, I don't mind Peter Fonda. There's much worse people than Peter Fonda.
Oh, gosh, you're not kidding.
Much better people and much worse people. Anyway, before that, the first version of Hey Joe, that's The Leaves. What a great vocal with great bass line. I'm sorry, Hendrix. I like this version better.
It's really good, yeah.
And, of course, since Hendrix, everyone does it the Hendrix way. Well, Hendrix liked this one, too. He just wasn't the singer that this guy was. He just wanted to reinvent it as more of a plane of blues than this craziness. Man, this guy really does sound like a guy that would go out and shoot his woman for playing around with another man. I mean...
Before that, we heard
Moby Grape.
I'm not used to that. Moby Grape doing Going Nowhere. A group that just, oh my gosh.
I'm not advocating that, you understand. I don't think people should shoot one another. I don't think that's the way to resolve differences.
No, of course not.
I just want to go on the record there.
Yeah. Well, what?
Or on the CD.
On the CD. No, it'll be on the record, man. On the record. If you just tuned in, this is Rural War Room, just like it sounds.
Yeah, and it sounds crazy. It sounds like we're all over the board. Sounds like we like a lot of hippie music, a lot of space age music, a lot of international music, and we do. And we like synthesizer music and dub, and you know.
We have all kinds of things up our sleeve.
Soundtracks and 78s and.
So don't go anywhere because we're not going anywhere. And we're going to take a short break for Bob. And then we're going to give you some more Bob. And then we're going to Bob out. And then we're going to have some Bob. And then we're going to Bob some more. And Bob. And you can find us at ruralwarroom.com. Take it away, Bill.
Why calibrate chipped unhip indexes needlessly? Forget that old hole mole mildewed wheezing and ill-wheeling Vicocyclometer. It's the innovation that needs no introduction. Introducing the incredible Invisible Visualizer. Imagine reactive or reductive transduction conducted individually for any given situation. From simplistic to out-and-out ritualistic.
It's a tabulation fixation that's transforming a pixelated and fictitious nation.
Not a masturbation station, but a Haitian vacation situation. That's an integration of elation related to inflation or any other type of conflagration.
Tarnation!
How does it work?
The Invisible Visualizer indivisibly integrates individual integers intelligently.
No more messy office. Mutilate that rebooted too cute computer. Fold that old recalked calculator.
Spindle your boss and give him the toss.
Don't miss the piss dish. No more nose mess. Dental floss crossed off. It's the revamp champion.
Ample chapped apple samples for cramped grandma hampers.
Yes!
Trim fur fat feces from creased greasy leeches or smooth and teasy peaches. Replaces braces in all sorts of places without traces in hundreds of cases. And look, set fire to it, it consumes itself.
Tantamount to industrial sabotage.
Savage Grace, it can be yours instantly. The Invisible Visualizer balances the biometric forces behind most divorces, yins the yang chain between the brain and the anus, and double bonus, removes the onus betwixt animation and animus. Plus, double fucked on the bus or in the crux between waxed biscuits or extra crust, it does the thinking for you.
Now how much would you pay?
But wait, there's more. Order now and receive an extra ounce of Bob's blessing on every steak you eat for the next 16 years. That's every steak, diseased or not, plus the handsome penguin replica scissors that we talked about earlier.
My Invisible Visualizer gave my tweezers the breeze. Now my unibrow intimidates the dentist and gets me bumped up in line at the supermarket.
Thanks to the all-seeing fourth eye of my Invisible Visualizer, I replace lunch with hunch, and now I'm always in control of everything.
Remember, if everybody on the planet gets just one Invisible Visualizer, we will all live as gods, and peace and tranquility will reign on Earth for thousands of years. But until then, why not get your own and completely rule in every conceivable way over your foolish friends and neighbors who are too stupid to get one themselves through this once-in-a-lifetime TV offer. Order yours today.
cultural reviewer and director of stylistic premonitions for the Universal Media Network with today's Arts Review.
And now, this morning's cultural review. When the bolts on the plate that held the breadbasket under the Bible belt of this nation were blown asunder in the mechanical thunder of a passing iron horse, the people blinked in a cloud of cinders, which fell on their white shoes and were dismissed as an unfortunate byproduct of industrial progress. But it was then, long before the spray painting on the wall, that we first see the subconscious realization that technology was pulling ahead of intelligence in the race for speed. I quote from Dr. Oslo Norway's treatise on the state of being, entitled, Intelligence is Temporary. Quote, the trestle of understanding which stretched from the iron forges of King Arthur's armorers to the cast ashtrays of Dummyland was built on the shifting, whispering sands of time and could not support the increasing weight of all the scholars crossing in search of old ideas forever. Unquote. And now the atomic conductor passes among us. He's oriental.
Ha.
Ah, yes, that's another cut from that Chinese and Foreign Famous Songs double CD that just got in the mail, and they remind you that best songs give best movement. That was something called Cottage Love.
Cottage Love.
And I don't know.
Before that, we heard Crossley Bendix with the B-52s in the background there. Work that... progress skirt, because you got to work something, and if it's on a skirt, you might as well work that.
And before that, Hajime Tachibana, Mr. Techie, and Miss Kipple.
And before that, oh geez, Anthony Rother doing a cut called "Sex with Machines." A lot of vocoder vocal things going on there.
We love the vocoder; it's sexy.
Man. It is great. He, Anthony Rother, actually lives in Amsterdam, the Netherlands. And before that...
The male vocoder voices are cool, but the female vocoder voices, like KO and Poly 6, are much cooler. Yeah, no doubt about it. For that, I don't know the artist. That was Free, again, from the Chinese and Foreign Famous Songs double CD set.
And before that, we heard...
Gary Gabrogfriend.
I'm sorry, I can't see it. The thing.
Oh.
Oh, Gary Gabrogfriend doing... that was from one of the Bob compilations. Chicken Stealing Bob. Go to subgenius.com for more on that one.
But before that, Bill Cates, a friend of the Rural War Room, doing Invisible Visualizer. And boy, that's as tough to say as Rural War Room.
Invisible Visualizer. I said it. Oh my God.
And that's where you are here right now, like you are every week at this time, 10 p.m. until 2 a.m. at least, Central Time.
Ain't
and
that
that's Chicago time, you know.
Oh.
And we're going to be getting out of here with one more cut,
yes,
but we will be back in 1 week.
And we start at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time, so tell your friends, tune in, because we just try to bring you cuts you aren't going to find on any other show.
We're not only beaming out through the air on the mighty KABF 88.3 FM.
100,000 watts.
Little Rock, Arkansas, but we're also on the mighty Electroweb, and we urge you to listen in there.
You can find...
As well.
You can find us at ruralwarroom.com. That's R-U-R-A-L, War Room, W-A-R-R-O-O-M, just like it sounds. You know, it's not that hard. And my name is Donovan Suit.
My name is Byron Werner. What are we going to leave the nice people with?
Jerry Colburn, because, you know, it's quitting time. And figure, you know, hey, why don't we end with his song called Quitting Time, if I can get the machines to work. You know, machines, they're all around. This is RuralWarRoomRadio.com. Have a good night.
So long, everybody.